Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm trying to get into the chat room, and it's not letting me. Don't you love evenings like this? I've opened up the second chat, so those of you that are listening to the show, if you're also having trouble, let's just hang in there. I'm waiting for my guest to call in. We have another evening with Darlene Lancer. Last week she said she was getting cut off a lot. Now, this is happening quite often. I think it's because they've upgraded their system. And those of us who are not asking for prime time up premium, we're going to have to be patient. So I see a couple line error codes, which is not hers, but then she might have picked something different to call in. So, Darlene, if you're listening and you're the 951-850, hang up and get back in. I'll remember that number and look for it. Otherwise, what I might do is say a couple words. This is an interesting lady. She is writing a book, and that's how we connected. She introduced me to successful authors' tips on publishing, and I listened to the series, and we got to know each other. She comes from the corporate world. There she is. She's come from the corporate world, and she left that, and you know how hard it is to give up that kind of salary, to pursue her dream. And her dream was to figure out how come we are who we are and what we do what we do. She will introduce you to why she got into dreams, and it started when she was only 12, believe it or not, being investigative as she is. And then the second is relationships. She really got into relationships. Like a lot of us that got married early in life, we had the relationship that didn't quite work out, and so she got really into it. Darlene, are you on the line now?
Yes, I am, Nancy.
Well,
good evening.
Good evening. I kind of wondered,
Yeah, I've been on the line for a while, but you didn't see me, so I tried
really?
Again.
Yeah. Well, we do have four people in queue. Our two lines, we only have six access. One time I did a show, and we had more than 10 online. By the way, I still cannot get into the chat room. It is not letting me. So if anybody can be sympathetic, do at some point type in my website, which is nancymatz.net. And Darlene, if you'll spell your last name, maybe Kathy or someone in the room can type that also.
L-A-N-C-E-R.
DarleneLancer.com.
Right.
If you want to read up on what she, how she got to where she is and the reasons why. She's also a published author. She's put out a lot of articles. And since last week, she told me she does have some articles that you can download for free to read up on relationships. I'd like to have Darlene. Now, I know there's people waiting. Now, it is giving us, it is extending the switchboard, so we do have another call in queue, which is always fun, Darlene. Why don't you give a couple minutes on your favorite topic, either relationships or dreams, and hopefully we'll get calls for either one tonight or both, and introduce yourself to the audience.
Okay, hi. I've been a marriage and family therapist and seeing couples and individuals for over 23 years. Before that, I was an entertainment attorney and then returned to my first love, which was psychology. And as Nancy said, I was trying to plan my dreams when I was around 7. And my brother was in medical school when I was 12, and I swiped his Freud's interpretation of dreams and was reading it by flashlight late at night and just fascinated. And, you know, Freud said that our dreams are the royal road to the unconscious. And then I started reading Carl Jung, who believes dreams are compensation. And my own feeling is that just as our body heals, our wounds or inflammation or indigestion, whatever it is during the night. So true with our dreams, heal our psyche. And in my practice, I see couples that are having relationship issues. I've had the privilege of seeing many get married, helped others through divorce, and work particularly, I have an interest with working with women. And I think women struggle with self-confidence, autonomy, self-esteem, and trying to balance work and career, parenting. So that's been the focus of a blog that I'm doing for goodtherapy.com, where I'm a women's issues expert, and I'm going to be blogging on dailystrength.org pretty soon. It's goodtherapy.org and dailystrength.org. So I'm looking forward to speaking with many of you this evening.
Oh, that's great. And I want to repeat, greattherapy.org.
No, good therapy.
Good, okay, I've made a mistake. Everybody,
yeah.
Pay attention. Say it loud and slow. What's the two blogs they can go read?
Goodtherapy.org. It's women's issues, but you can read. I've copied the blogs onto my own website, which is DarleneLancer.com.
So they don't have to worry about writing down these blog addresses.
You don't have to. I'm just mentioning that I'm an expert on other websites as well. So.
Okay, so let's go to the air. And we'll be fair with you. If the queues are not full, you'll get a little bit more time for you than been sitting, waiting, and being so patient. We will start answering your questions now. And got to remember, we only have the show for an hour. So if you can keep it to 5 minutes, we really appreciate it. Okay, so give me your state, the name you'd like to be called, real or imaginary, and then give Darlene and I your question. 951 area code, who's this speaking?
Hi, this is Jada, calling from California.
Oh, a California girl, great.
Yeah.
And how can Darlene help you tonight?
I wanted to see if you can give me any insight into a romantic relationship, what you see for me.
Okay, well, I'm not predicting the future. I'm not psychic in that respect, but I can tell you what's going on in the relationship. I'm an emotional intuitive, so if you either want to ask Nancy about the future or if you want to tell me a little bit about
what problems
you might be having in the relationship.
I'm not having one at all, so I guess I'm looking to see if there's one coming up for me.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, are you dating now?
Not currently.
How recent was your breakup?
My breakup was a year ago.
Woohoo, good for you, girl.
Okay. So do you feel you're ready for someone new to enter your life now? Is that why you're
asking? Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
Well, and how are you looking to meet people? Do you belong to any organizations or activities that you do?
Yeah, just activities that I do, different places that I go to with girlfriends and all of them. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you want to meet somebody, you have to kind of put yourself out there, whether it's internet dating or,
right.
You know, be involved with social activities. And someone, what I find is when a woman is ready and the juices are flowing and you feel good about yourself and your sexuality and your life, then men start paying attention to you and they start coming into your life.
It's called radar.
Yeah.
You got that radar out. I'd be really cautious, Jada. I kind of wonder, and remember, I'm going to encourage a conversation here. What Darlene is doing is making you think and be aware. Everybody pay attention. She's making aware of what she's intuiting as important points for you. You are showing me, even though you go out with people, are you not making eye contact? And I'm kind of curious, is there a little fear with you with dating?
Maybe just a tad.
kind of been
I know I have to date in order to
gosh darn, huh?
I know I have to date in order to get to where I want to be, so
well, you know, how it works with making contact with a man, a woman gives out a signal, whether it's eye contact or a smile, and that gives a man the sort of the opening or permission to then make an approach or contact, but, you know, come to see towards you.
Right.
So they look for that signal, and actually, research has shown that, you know, people know if there's like a chemistry or connection, like in the first couple seconds of meeting.
It's a soul connect.
Maybe in like five, you know, 5 seconds or less.
I agree. And they say the same about real estate. You know, when they go up to a house to buy it, the first 15 seconds determines if you're even interested to look at the rest of the house.
Yeah. So if you have some fears, if you have some fears, maybe you're sort of protecting yourself a little bit, or maybe you're just getting your, you know, your feet wet and just starting to get ready, and that's why you're calling, and you're hopeful that something will happen.
Starting to get ready. Yeah, you're right.
And I also agree with the fear level. Men and women suffer from, if I put myself out there, will they slam me to the ground? And a lot of dating shows, movies out, is both for men and women on being accepted by the opposite sex. And I don't mean being provocative to go out there. But a woman that will comb her hair and put a little lipstick on, it's amazing how well you'll feel. Now, I'm not being sexist. It's a point. If you go out with no makeup on and no hair combed, it means that you're giving out signal that you're not even interested. You also have to be friendly, everybody. You have to be friendly. And I am picking up a little fear. Now, the universe is so ironic. You know, you're really out there and you're going to get friendly with somebody, and, you know, someone else will pop up at the same time because you haven't turned the switches off. So I would encourage people, God created the word dating for a reason. You need to find out if the one you're looking at right at the moment is the one you're going to date. I said date, not marry. Because the minute we say, oh, I want to date you, oh, I wonder if I can get him to marry me, then you shut the whole process down. So everybody listening, how many of you have started dating and you call me up after this? And this has happened before some people have even met. I'm going to be set up on a blind date. Do you think we're going to be a compatible couple? Do you think there's marriage? I go, hello? How about getting past that first, second date? Then they call me back. So women, unfortunately, will fix in their mind they're dating for marriage. You're dating because you're lonely. You're dating because you want companionship. You're dating because you want someone to take you out on Christmas Eve. Then when you date somebody for a while and you are compatible, then bring up commitment. Then you bring up marriage. And everybody, I'm not talking about you just, Jada, but you're a platform for this thought. And I feel like you're that typical young person who's been beat with a stick a few times, and you go, whoa, that hurt. I don't know if I want to go out and date anymore. And then you have to get to a place of realizing that you will put the shadow of the man you've rejected or rejected you between you and that new man. You cannot do that. And I feel like that's exactly what we're talking about with you. And you need to be very careful.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Okay? And everybody, I'm still can't get into the chat room, so poo-poo, I may not be able to get into it at all tonight, so I am trying. All right, Jada, good enough? Anything else, Darlene?
No, that's. Thank you very much, Jada, for calling, and call back once you meet somebody, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Darlene, and thank
you're
you
welcome.
Too, Nancy. Okay, bye-bye.
Let's hope okay, so area code 850. Who are we talking to?
Hi, how are you?
Well, hello there. Who are we speaking to?
Lori, and how's your night going?
Hello, Lori, and what state again are you?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida.
Kids
out, remember?
State.
Yeah, the sunshine, orange juice. I think of Florida, I think of citrus fruit, orange juice. Lori, what's going on with you, girl? You who stayed up
I'm sorry?
You're up until 11 o'clock. You kids are staying up late tonight to give us a call.
I was calling to see what you could tell me about a man by the name of Solon, S-O-L-O-N, and what the cards have to say.
So, Darlene, why don't you see what you can get out of this?
I just couldn't quite get the spelling. S-O?
S-O-L-O-N.
Solon.
Yes.
This is somebody from your past?
Present. Well.
Somebody you're interested in.
Well, we're not speaking right now as of Thursday, so I'm not sure if he's past or present or what.
I'm not hearing her very well. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you'd have to speak and enunciate a little more clearly. We're having trouble.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's much better.
Okay. We have not spoken since Thursday. We had a big argument, and I'm not sure whether he's from my past now or my present or my future or what.
Oh. So you had an argument, and you're hoping to hear from him again?
Well, I don't know whether I want to hear from him again. I'm just curious whether I will hear from him again.
How long have you... Yeah.
We had a very strong connection, such as I could tell if he was having something spicy because I feel the effects of it. That's how strong our connection was.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I don't get the feeling it's over between you two. How about you, Nancy?
No, I agree. I agree. I think you're on the right track, Darlene. Go ahead.
Well, there's another woman involved, though, and.
Mm-hmm.
She's a dark forces, I believe.
I couldn't understand the word. She's a what?
I said there's another woman involved that I believe is a dark energy and dark.
A dark energy, uh-huh. Well, sounds like you're in a triangle situation, and that can be painful. That's not good.
What advice would you give to somebody out there, Darlene? Hold on, young lady. When you have a triangle in all your life and your experiences as a counselor, not just, young lady, don't hear us wrong. We're just kind of covering, because other people are listening with very similar situations. Darling, what's the first thing you would tell somebody that's in a triangle like this, irregardless if they haven't talked to this guy in a week or not?
Yeah, I would try to have some boundaries, and you want to be very clear that either just keep it as a friendship or, you know, if you're romantically involved, sexually involved, you know, it's going to be, you're asking for pain if there's like a threesome, unless I want to be either, you know, choose between her or me.
Well, we had that conversation.
Oh, you did?
And
good.
Yes, and then he went down there for a visit, and whatever happened, because he had to pick up some belongings, whatever happened, he decided that she is his true love, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, I won't say what I said, but I got pretty angry. And I said some things, and I did some things. And so he's not talking to me right now, and that's why I'm wondering whether I will hear from him again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a feeling that it's not over yet.
Any idea on a time frame?
I can't.
A time frame for what? I apologize. It's a little. You have a little bit.
I think she wants to know when she's going to hear from him again.
Well, I think it's soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some. You already told us you had a fight or an anger issue with this young man, and I do feel like there's a lady in the wings, but I'm going to be cautious. I'm not sure I know her real role. Is she trying to get him back and sabotaging what you have between you?
Well,
I'm not sure.
The way she talks about him, because when he was telling me online about this, because we just have been chatting online, I sent her an email, and the way she talks about him, she belittles him. She's really negative, really nasty. That's why I say she's a dark forces and dark negativity. And so I have no idea, you know, what her hold is on him. But if he does contact me, I will be very cautious because I don't fall for the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would try to control your temper. You don't have to get angry. You just can be very calm about what.
I had a sense that because I sent him an email. You're not telling me something. You know, I can sense a change because I have that ability. So, and when he finally did tell me, I was very hurt, and as a human reaction, when you're hurt, you get angry.
Yeah.
But, you know, so, you know, I mean, my main question was whether I'm just going to hear from him again or not, not that I would take him back or that I would pursue anything with him. I'm just curious.
Okay, so let's close it up. Unfortunately, young lady, there's volume or something's wrong with your phone line, and we're just trying so hard. I'm going to give you the quick about it. I feel like there's a lot of damage already been done to this relationship where you may see a love between the two of them. I think there's also some deception here. You're not getting the real story, what's really going on. My worry here, and I'm going to be real fair with you, I think the damage is too big for repair. You are not done with this guy. I see like a ping pong ball going back and forth for a while longer. Ultimately, and I'm being really fair with you, I'm worried that damage has been done to the degree that if one gets over it, the other one has not. So you may have to break up for months, and start fresh in the spring as though you've never dated before. And that's only being fair because the damage has already been done. And remember, I just want to make sure that you understand this is not against men. This is not against what you are about. This is the problem with this is what has already been done. Is sometimes
right.
Damage is so big. It's almost like people go to and everybody, we're addressing everybody here, not just one person. What I'm looking at is sometimes the damage from the roller coaster is so great that even in a marriage, I've not done this. You have to sometimes break up or divorce completely and be done to go back to a relationship to start over to create some kind of normalcy in your life before you could date again because sometimes it's just too big. And I've actually had people do that.
Well, he lied to me, and I don't know whether I'll ever be able to forgive that.
Okay, so you've actually said that. All right, young lady, I'm really sorry about what's going on with you, but why don't we let you go, and then Darlene and I will... Oh, you really tried, I know.
Okay.
Darlene, I'd love to have you spend a few minutes because clearly these people are needing help psychically, but I think we're missing out on putting a few things together. I am having trouble with my everything. I just had to close down and start over. So I'm going to get to the switchboard. As soon as I can, then we'll look at the next name. Why don't you just give about 2 minutes here, Darlene, and see if you can add to that threesome that's so painful.
Oh, you know, a lot of times it happens. And, you know, it may not even be another person. It can be, another woman or man involved. It could be a child. It could be work. It could be alcohol. A lot of times couples, they call it, there's a triangle, and the third person might even be a parent where, you know, the wife or the husband is overly involved with their child or their mother or work or an addiction so that it pulls the intimacy and the closeness out of the relationship. And I see all the time that couples come to me often, and that's the issue is like, how can we get the intimacy back in the relationship when one person maybe is using, it doesn't even have to be another woman, it could be something else that is keeping them because of their fears of commitment, their fears of intimacy. And that's like the core theme and issue in relationships is autonomy versus intimacy. And all couples have to kind of negotiate how much closeness or how much distance, you know, that's comfortable for the two.
Now, that, That's absolutely true. I just got in the chat room and typed in, Darlene, and I want to get to 678 area code. And Darlene is so right on this. So the lover could actually be a situation that you cannot fix. I had a little gal yesterday call me up, and her husband is in his family's business. Well, guess what? The family doesn't like her. So the family's sabotaging him to work 12-hour days and more and more into the business. But when he's into the business and there's business meetings, they do not invite her. Mm-hmm. So that is a three-way relationship.
Exactly.
That's not necessarily a lover. It's the interference of family. Absolutely. That's really tough. And I'm kind of hurrying here because I'm worried that we're going to be cut out again. I'm having a lot of trouble with my computer tonight, and I know Bonnie's listening, so it's me tonight, my sister. This is 678 area code. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
Oh, hello, Jasmine. For the 512 area code that got dropped, if you want, try to call back in. And, Jasmine, let me get the guest call-in number. I sure wouldn't want someone to hang up thinking that we're going to be cut off, but you never know. We may as well stay in for the entire hour now. The guest call-in number, 347 area code, 205-9071. And I want to thank, I know the room had a lot of people in there at one time, but Cherry, Elmer, Diane, Mustang, Sally, Spirit Baby, and Wikipedia Scholarship. Wow, great name. Thank you for hanging in there. And I know Kathy was in there earlier, and she had to go do her show. And I got a couple of guests also. So nice for you to stick around. And Jasmine, I apologize. What state are you in now? 678 is where?
Georgia.
Oh, my gosh, Georgia. All right, young lady, what's going on with you? What can we do for you tonight?
Yes, I'd like to know, do y'all see anything for my love life?
Ooh, aren't we hitting relationships tonight, Darlene? I like a young lady. Are you in school? Oh, go ahead, Darlene.
Are you in a relationship now?
No, we just recently broke up.
Oh, recently broke up. And were you together very long?
Yes, we was.
So are you wanting to get back together?
I want to, but it's like I think I should move on, but then again, I still want to be with him.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you should move on?
Yes.
Were there things in the relationship that weren't right for you?
No, everything was fine. It was just that he was still stuck on his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, everything except the triangle that we're talking about.
He says he wants both of us, but you can't have both of us.
That's good for you. I'm glad that you're a real smart girl at 17, that you know that.
Yeah.
Because I think you know, as I was talking about women's issues with self-esteem, it's so hard sometimes for women more than men to really feel that they're worth being loved and having everything that they want in their life and being respected and being honored. And so knowing that at 17 is really important because you deserve to have somebody that really finds you precious and trust makes you the most important person in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'll find that.
You've done fine. I think you're doing really well. You have to appreciate that you're not the weak one here. For a man to want to date more than one woman at a time tells me there's a weakness in his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And though those of you listening, if you're in a dual relationship yourself where you're dating two people, you might want to see what it is within you not to trust you with a singular person. So, you know, you have to look at the whole page, so to speak. And this young lady at 17, listen, girlfriend, you should be writing a blog and letting other people know at your own age how strong you are.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? For him to date two women, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I think you're done with this guy, girl. Just let him go. And you're asking about dating. Darlene, why don't you ask her, continue. I apologize for kind of stepping into that conversation
there.
That's
fine. No, you know, date. Now's the time to date. And one of the things about dating is when you date a number of people, you learn about yourself. And because you will be find that you're different with different people. And, you know, and that's important because sometimes with one person, maybe you don't feel free to be spontaneous or you feel like you're under a microscope and somebody else, your playful side will come out or, and you'll see as you be with different people, which one you feel the most comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to stay with someone that you don't feel, that you don't trust or that you don't feel, special or you don't feel like you can be spontaneous. All these things, and you learn that by dating more people. You learn about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing to do at this age, you know, not to tie yourself down to one person too soon.
Okay. Anything else we can help with, girl?
No, that's all I want to ask.
Okay, I hope that was helpful.
I think you got a lot. Yeah, I think you got a lot of years of gambling. That's what. Are you a gambler? I hope not.
Gamble.
Usually, I'll say words that pop in, and I'm not looking at anything. I'm just thinking out loud here. Don't gamble with your life, and don't gamble dating. I don't know if that meant, but I think you've learned a lesson. I think that you will, and I think this is important to kind of get. Dating is for dating. And then when you get serious about relationship, you turn that different energy on that we were speaking of earlier. And clearly I see more schooling ahead of you. It's funny because the first thing I thought of when I heard your voice was, are you in school? And the voice can be, you know, any age group, anybody can be in school. I wasn't aware that you're still in school. So I think you learned to date because it's fun. And when you date a lot of people, you get to know a lot of people. And then people get to know you, and eventually you will set up with the right person or the right one will be introduced to you. So I wish you a lot of luck, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks, Jasmine.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so I'm still looking for area code 512. I think I accidentally knocked you off earlier. Let's go to area code 908.
Hi.
Hello. Who's this speaking?
This is James.
And what state are you in?
New Jersey.
You kids really stay up late.
Oh, no, it's only 11 o'clock.
Ah. So tell us, 11 o'clock, that's late for me. in this part of the world. Late, 11 o'clock to be on a radio show. Okay, sir, what can we do for you tonight?
It's about love. I was wondering, well, the one you see me with the in a right relationship.
What was the question? Do we see?
She wants to know about love. She wants to
know
about love.
Love. When will I be with the right person?
Oh, so you haven't been with the right person yet?
No. Well, I haven't dated in a long time, so that's why I was wondering, like, when I will be dating the right person.
Have you? I think maybe you've been hurt and you've been waiting.
I was hurt in the past, but. There's girls that I met, but there was one girl in particular that we've been hanging out for a while, for a few months.
Would you like to take it to the next level?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
You don't know if you want to or not.
Well, I know that I want to, but I don't know if she's like, it might just be in a friend zone.
Okay. Maybe... Sometimes when you start off at friends for a while, it's kind of tricky to turn that corner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We've been friends since January.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's quite a while. So it could be that she's waiting for you to make the first move.
I don't know. That's tricky.
Yeah. Have you talked about...
I tried
what either of you want in terms of relationship or looking for?
I don't know if she wants anything in any kind of relationship because she's going to school. Between November to January is when she's going to be leaving. So I don't know if she wants.
She's going to be leaving.
So I don't know if she wants to get involved.
Well, do you want to get involved with someone who's going to be leaving and won't be there?
Where's she going?
Utah.
That's
Utah.
Pretty far from New Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe it's not a good idea for you to have, you know, if she's leaving.
Do you deal the tarot cards or?
No.
She's a therapist and very intuitive in her own right.
Oh, okay.
But I, she's a guest on my show, kind of feeling the waters out, seeing if she wants to do blog talk, radio. I think, as she, Darlene said, you do need to have a conversation. Even though she's moving out of state, we don't know for how long, and you need to at least close that door. If you don't, it will get in the way of every other relationship you have.
Okay.
Because you will hold on not knowing if you should have approached this woman when she was already still in the state. If
okay.
you approach her and say, you know, we've been friends for a while. Had you wanted to go to the next step, hey, end of sentence, there you are. Mm-hmm. You want to take it to the next level. But beware, young man. When a man says to a woman, do you want to take it to the next level, you better not back down.
I never back down on anything.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. If you invite a woman to go to the next level, don't. Hey, all you men out there, remember, the woman will remember this. You don't want to break her heart. So if you're in love with her and you ask her and she says yes, then it's great. You will make this happen, even though I'm not for long-distance relationships. If she says no, that means that she has to finish her life. You cannot take it personal, and you cannot get wounded by it because you have been dating. What that does is it properly closes the door and gives you permission to heal and go on to the next lady.
Oh, okay.
You have to go there. See what I'm saying? You have to risk, because you might have not risked, and I'll guarantee you, you'll think about it for 20 years. I have people coming back to me and say, you know, 20 years ago, I didn't ask that person if she wanted to go to the next step. And I'm going, you know. So you need to do that so that you can find out for sure, just to give you a distance. If she says, you know, it's just not right now, she's not hurting your feeling and telling you that you're a piece of shit. What she's telling you is that she wanted friendship because she wanted companionship, and she wouldn't allow her mind to go to a place of falling in love. Do not take that personal.
Okay.
Got it? And then when you've dealt with her, then call us back, and I'll personally tell you yes or no. But you have to talk to her first. Okay?
All right.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay,
James.
Thank you. All right.
Women have talked to me forever. Thank you, young man, for hanging up. And we always wonder which is the sex that takes the biggest risk. Oh, my gosh, how can you actually ask me that? Clearly, a man will not go where they're not invited. Even in his friendship, evidently, she has not given him enough signals to let him be sure of the road they're walking. So in a relationship where there's friendship and there is dating going on, you have to kind of determine early in the game where you guys are all coming from. Like I said earlier, a woman will say to me, we have one date, do you see it's going to be married? And I'm going, wow, you haven't given time to know if you like the same cream in this coffee like you do. I mean, what are you guys going there? And then sometimes you can date like this guy almost a year, 10 months, I guess, 10 months, and you still don't know, you're not clear. If he doesn't do this, I guarantee you he could go on and get married and then 10 years later be calling me wishing. This happened to a young man that was in overseas, Iraq. Falls in love with somebody, not Iraq. Which country was it? Oh, golly, golly, golly. It was a borderline with Russia, one of those countries. Anyway, meets a Russian girl, falls in love, and they think it's too much, blah, blah, blah. So he comes back to state, he starts dating a girl here, calls me up, because a Russian girl never got over it. And he left, she stayed behind, now they're communicating. And this has been months and months. And I said to him, I said, I know this is really pricey. You guys have got to get the webcam up, or you got to travel, and you got to look each other in the eye and see if that chemistry is there or not. You've got to settle it. Well, he did go back. And when he went back, he saw for the first time who she really was. Not negative, just woke up. Because in the heat of a new passion, in the heat of a war era, they clung to each other because they needed the emotionality of safety. That's not real relationship. Real relationship is I look at you every morning after a full night's sleep, and you look awful with your hair all over the place, and but we love each other because we both like Disneyland in the springtime, or whatever. And that's what real world is like. Can you balance your checkbook without the other person yelling at you for getting the math problem wrong? I mean, you've got to look at what's important to you. So we went all the way back there. Gosh, I'm just not trying to think of what country it was, but she was a Russian girl. And he'd come back, and he says, okay, I'm done. I can get over it. And he went back and fell in love with a brown-haired lady, and about 6 months later, they finally they got married. So is it fair to the woman met here? It would be unfair to her here if he hadn't gone back and met the Russian girl, because his heart was never clear. His soul was never clean enough to go into a new relationship without hanging on to the one from the past. Let me share with you, and Darlene, I've taken her time here for her show. Souls intermingle. Ooh, doesn't that sound awful? Like a handshake. And if you don't have proper breakup, that handshake can continue forever unless it's broken properly. You can fall in love with more than one person at a time, absolutely. But while you're in love with one person for all their uniqueness and that they're true to you, you, behind the scenes, can have your handshake to somebody else and they could go on, but you're not 100% in the relationship. You're not 100% in real time with that one person you're supposed to be with. So always clean up the backyard before you step out in the front yard to go forward. In my little speech tonight, and I have a wee bit of a sore throat, so there you are, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. I got dropped off a couple of times. I know we had the room empty up. And Rainbow has joined. Hello, dear. The call-in number is 347-205-9071. And I did see Spirit Baby right in there. It's Nancy doing readings tonight. You know, we are very unique here, Darlene and I. She's a guest for the second week in a row. She's treading in Blog Talk Radio, see how she likes it. And this is a kind of a new experience. How about in the chat room, people listening, how would you like to jump in and do this tonight with me? That's how this is. So I want you to treat her very kindly and call in and give us some questions. She's an expert in relationships. She's been practicing therapist for 21, 22 years. Also, a unique perspective on dreams. 7 years old, she had her first dream experience. At 12 years old, she was reading all the big hit masters with dream analysis issues. So she's been at it since she was 12 years old. So be patient with her. Call in and give us a couple of dreams, everybody. Chat room number again is 347. Oops, where is it here? Okay, chat room is area code 347-205-9071. Well, we have really been getting a lot of calls on relationship. Darlene, why don't you give them some really insightful information about dreams?
Well, dreams, as I said, I think their function is healing. Jung thought that dreams, the function is compensation, meaning that, for instance, if you're very down or depressed one day, you might have a dream that's uplifting. And the other hand, if you're too inflated or your ego's too big, you'll have a dream that kind of brings you down. But in general, I think that dreams are always moving forward to help you realize your fullest self, be your fullest self, and love yourself, express yourself, express everything that's inside of you. And so if you have any inhibitions or conflicts or things that are unresolved, I think your dreams try to work them out. And if you've had a trauma in the past, you may keep, you know, people talk about flashbacks, they keep having dreams of some painful event, and that's your psyche's, you know, method to try to heal it and work it out. I had my first psychic experience with dreams when I was 16. I was telling Nancy that my brother was going to reconcile with his first wife after a divorce, and I dreamt very emotional that I hoped that didn't happen, and I got a call from my mom. I was away at college, telling me that this was happening, and I had dreamt it the day before. And then, true to my dream, they didn't get back together. So that was the beginning of a life of many dreams, giving me warnings, giving me projections of things coming in the future, and sometimes dreaming about other people's lives and giving them advice. So are there more callers that are waiting in the queue?
I want to, there's a gal that pops up. Can I answer a question here? Girl, I was answering in another pop-up. For those of you who do not have a private question, go ahead and please call in, and then Darlene and I can both help you. 347-205-9071. Those pop-up are kind of cool. But unfortunately, if I'm answering one, it kind of throws it all off. The one that's calling in here right now, I'd like to make a statement. When it comes to transition, when people die, I am not given a time frame, not unless it's somebody you are not emotionally connected to, say great-grandma or someone that you're close to, but not you could be close to grandma, grandpa, but usually I didn't tell you more definitive. So the lady that's in the window here, I cannot tell you when you pass away, but I have an amazing gift. I can even tell Darlene. Now, Darlene, don't ask me on the air here. I can describe people that greet us when that does happen. And this happened with Michael. He called and said his Aunt Nancy was dying in Michigan, and she'd been a client of mine for years. And I started describing some people he recognized, and he says, this man you just described is still alive. But he died 3 weeks later, and Nancy died a week after that, which is actually amazing. So who greets us at death could be someone who's alive at the moment, because, young lady, I'm not sure when you are leaving. You say you're dying, and I'm not positive I know when. So the man I described, did it get into your box? Oh, boy, what happened to you here? When it will happen, and they're telling you to greet you whenever it happens. I'm typing in here, and you'll get the answer whenever it happens. See if that makes sense, who that is. And I'll close the window. That's a kind of a question that probably I don't usually answer. I just lost the other chat. Go ahead and call in and ask us your question, hon. The problem with the chat room and you have this window show up, I can't help Darlene with questions. I can't get to the switchboard. So normally I don't like answering those kind of private. Thank you so much. I'm trying. Those pop-ups, I kind of wish I didn't have access to that there. Call in, everybody, all right? Makes it much easier for us. And
well,
again,
that
I'll
way
give
everybody
you the number
can hear too. So
yeah, everybody can hear the question, which everybody will benefit from. The reason I didn't answer the girl that's in transition or call in, she did give me her name, and I think that's pretty private. If you're dying, that's a pretty private question. The call in number is 347-205-9071. I would like you to call in and give us your question, and then we'll answer on the air, because this is a general question. Don't give me your call on here, what you call yourself. It's a cute little expression. Don't say that. Just give us your middle name if you don't want your audience to know who you are, okay? And I may have to try to figure out how not to have those pop-up windows happen. If someone in there can tell me how that is done, I can't even figure out how to do that. Clear screen.
No, Nancy? There's a famous quote by Rilke that's on my Facebook page, Darlene Lancer, that I really think is true. And he says, for one human being to love one another is perhaps the most difficult of all our tasks, the ultimate and final test and proof, the work for which all other work is just preparation. And so many of these calls have been about love, and love is a challenge for everybody.
No kidding. Yeah. And people said to me, and this little gal is just calling in, 626 area code. Who am I talking to?
Hi, how are you? This is the person in the chat with a cute little screen name that asked you a question and you could call in. I just typed in my question on I don't know if you've got it.
Oh, no, hon. Just what's your first name?
My name is Rania.
Hello, Rania. And you're from Southern California?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's always fun to know where everybody calls from and kind of like keep tabs over the years to see where our biggest audience is. That's very fun. And I'd like you to remember, we're not picking on anybody, but I find that life brings us so many situations. It's very interesting to learn. For you who are listening and will not call in, we may present the same situation. So, young lady, can you give us a little overview of what you'd like from us?
I just like to know anything that you pick up about my boyfriend, like him, about him coming visiting California to meet the family and the whole nine.
What state is he in?
He lives in London.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Have you invited him?
Well, it's like, you know, well, in our culture, like, he basically has to come, and, like, I've been with him for almost 4 years. And, you know, I've met him many times, you know. So, like, long story short, we're kind of at the stage where, you know, ready to take the next step and want him to come meet the family. So he's getting ready to do that. I just don't know if you pick up anything. Like, in our culture, he has to come and sit with them and kind of ask them permission if we can take the next step, you know. So I know it's not like...
Are you Persian?
No, I'm not Persian, but I'm Middle Eastern, so it's I know Italian families do that too, and
That's exciting to think. But after 4 years, they're finally coming around to get into the family. You mean you've had a secret dating for 4 years, and he's just finally?
I used to live in the East Coast, so I was kind of like more free and stuff. So, but now I just moved back, you know, with my family and stuff after I completed what I had to do on the East Coast and, you know.
Go ahead, darling.
So you said you've talked about him meeting your family and he's...
Yeah.
What does he have to say about that?
Well, we spoke about it and he knows. I think he's trying to surprise me. He hasn't said anything like, knowing him, he hasn't said anything like, direct about it, but he knows, you know, that's what he has to do in order to continue to see me. Like, you know,
he also,
so,
you said our culture, so he's also Middle Eastern?
He's not Middle Eastern, but he's the same religion as me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Well, you know, I think when the timing is right, as you get closer and you talk more about your future together, it's going to just evolve organically. It's not going to be a mystery.
No, I know. But he likes to keep me, just the type of person he is. He just likes to do surprises and stuff. And I just was calling in and see if he can, like, pick up on, like, anything, what he has in his mind and stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Nancy, do you have an insight about that? I'm not clairvoyant into the future, so I'll refer to Nancy on that question.
Well, it's a kind of a I know you wrote something, but I couldn't follow it on the screen there. These pop-up windows, I'm going to have to, everybody, I just, it's too hard to do that when everybody's typing in the chat room and I'm trying to answer the thing. What really threw me off is, there's a couple things, is like, you're building up to something. I find it real uncomfortable to think that he's trying to jump this on you. Like, all of a sudden he shows up at the house and he's ready to meet the parents. He's already talked ahead of time.
He won't do that, but...
Okay, that's what you're implying. Okay, you're implying that. And I don't know if a man after 4 years... I'd be real clear with him and say, where is our intention? Because he is not being very straight with me on this. It's like he is fudging around, or he's not telling you, or he's not making plans. If a man after 4 years is not making plans, you need to be right up front with him. I feel like March is a really important time for a relationship with you. He's either coming out because he's made plans and he can afford to go there, or you may have to approach him and say, I don't want to date you anymore, but I'm having a hard time seeing which way it goes. If he's telling you, if you do webcam or anything, you know, webcam, be seeing him in person, and you need to look each other in the eye and really see what his intent is. I'm kind of like not getting a good answer from him. It's like if you guys are talking about getting married, then make plans for you both to pay for his ticket to come here and talk to your parents. I want you to make that happen. 4 years is too long for him not to have talked to his parents, your parents. In any culture, everybody out there, I talked about 14 different cultures. 4 years is a long time. Even if you're in college, you can always be married for 2 years.
Not 4 years yet. It will be in December, but, yeah, that is still a long time. I understand.
You're too young. Well, now remember, I'm not for or against him or for you either. But at this stage, I'd like you to ask what is the outcome of 4 years of dating? Where does he want to go? And he needs to answer you that.
Well, I know where he wants to go. We spoke about it. Like, you know, it's not, like, going anywhere. Like, he knows. So I know that for a fact. Like, he's
okay, that's
not
just what I said.
Leaving. Yeah.
Okay, so now remember, that's just what I said. But what you said was, when is he going to meet my parents so he can ask them to marry me?
I wanted to know if you pick up on anything in that.
Okay, remember, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I was very careful in saying to you, you need to ask him. If he says no, you need to break up with him.
Okay.
Okay? I was being real clear with you. I was really careful not to tread because I think he was looking at this as a relationship until it was no longer a relationship. There's some kind of weakness in his soul that I don't know if he can make that big move to marriage. Not at least at this time. So if he says, okay, but we cannot get married for a year, 2 years, 3 years out, then let's talk to the parents. But he needs to come out. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, sweetie. All right. That's a real tough one.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
It's really hard when we get the questions. This young lady, her heart's all over her chest, and it's bleeding because she wants the future with this young man. But remember I was telling you, have to make sure we know where both parties are going in the relationship. I think this man is crazy about her, but there's something holding him back, and she needs to get really clear with him on that. Hey, we have a 773 area code. Where is this? Who's talking?
It's Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I talked to Chicago. Who am I talking to today?
My name is Joellen.
Great name.
Oh, thank you.
It reminds me of Joy's Moments, like in a circus. Joella.
Oh.
Oh, Darlene is our guest tonight. What's going on with you, young lady? You have a question for us?
I do. There's a friend of mine who I'm starting to get interested in, and I believe he's getting interested in me, and I'm just wondering where is it going, and is he interested in me? And his name is Eric with a K.
Darlene, you want to start this?
You're both interested in each other, and it sounds like it's mutual, and so I think it's going to, you know, develop over time. I don't know where it's going. What do you want to happen?
Well, I really like him, so I'm not sure.
You're not sure what you want?
Well, I don't. I mean, I know I'd like to. I mean, we just started being friends, and so I don't know where it's going.
In general, are you ready? You think for a committed relationship?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think you could have that. Yeah.
Is he?
Darlene, hold on a minute, please. We have 1 minute left. Irregardless if it goes to marriage or not, you feel, and it's in your voice, that there will be more. And you will date for a while. He's a good catch. He's interested in his career or money. That could get in the way. You could have a three-way like we were talking about earlier. But I feel like you will have a relationship for a while. I hate to do this to you kids, but we have less than a minute left. So we have to hang here, Darlene. Hang on there a minute, girl. Young lady in Chicago, have fun. I do feel like you're going to have some fun together, but I thought for a minute there, Darlene had picked up what do you really want from it. Listen, girlfriend, a fun relationship with intimacy is great. And then if you guys want more, then it's possible. I have to let you go, sweetie.
Okay,
later.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Darlene has a website, Darlene Lancer, L-A-N-C-E-R. If you want in-depth help, go to her website.
She has her information on there, and she is an expert at relationships. If you want my help, my website is nancymatz.net. We don't give free reading of free time, only on this radio show. So until next week, everybody, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Darling, okay, I'll call you right back.